for the introduction. No flexibility for glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth control in cotton. In 1998, Roundup Ready cotton was introduced, and in 2003 in Arkansas, we discovered that we had glyphosate-resistant horseweed in most of our row cropping counties. Following 2003 and 2006, Roundup Ready Flex was introduced, and the same year that we introduced Roundup Ready Flex in the state, we discovered we had Palmer amaranth that was resistant to glyphosate. Now, the discovery of this, as you've already been told, has put a pretty good damper on the way that our Roundup Ready Flex can be managed. There's not as much flexibility as what we would have hoped to have gained. Palmer amaranth, as we all know, is one of the most troublesome weeds found in cotton production. It grows 2 to 3 inches a day in good growing conditions. A mature female may produce up to 500,000 seeds per plant, and its genetic diversity is probably second to none in our row cropping weed species. These last 3 points make this weed one of our most troublesome weeds. Progression of Roundup Ready acres in the state of Arkansas. As you can see, 9 years, we went from 10% acceptance all the way to 99% acceptance. And during this time, gaining 5 Roundup resistant weeds. A little bit of background literature. McCray et al. In 2007 concluded that one glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth every 23 foot of row reduced cotton yield by 7%. Smith et al. In 2000 concluded that one glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth plant every 10 foot of row reduced mechanical harvesting ability or efficiency by 2.4%. Bond et al. In 2006 concluded glyphosate at 0.95 pounds AI provided at least 99% control of all 47 Palmer amaranth accessions collected in Arkansas and in the southern U.S. In 2008, Norsworthy et al. Concluded that there was one glyphosate-resistant biotype in Arkansas had a 4x field rate resistance. So in 2 years, we went from the largest majority of our acreage not having this problem to having this problem. In 2006, after we found this, that we had the glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, we introduced a screening program that was conducted by myself and others that cooperated with us. And in 2006, after our screening, we found that 9 counties in Arkansas had this glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. 2007, the screening proved to show that we had 16 counties resistant. In 2008, we had the same 16 that we've screened. We did not receive any more seed from growers or consultants to screen, but we do have 4 counties that have been verbally told have this problem. They are having trouble controlling it with glyphosate. So that's a total of 20 counties in 2008. Our objective of this trial is to evaluate the efficacy of Roundup Ready systems for control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in Arkansas cotton. Our methods and materials, we had one trial conducted at one location, 2008. It was conducted in Lee County, Arkansas, in a Robinsonville fine sandy loam soil, and randomized complete block design, 4 replications. Had a larger plot size than we normally use, a 12.7 by 50 foot. Treatments were applied using CO2 propel hand boom up to our 8-leaf cotton, and our post-directed 8-leaf and lay-by treatments were applied using a CO2-propelled tractor-mounted lay-by rig. All these treatments were applied at 12 gallons per acre, and our means were separated using Fisher's Protected LSD at 0.05. Our treatment list, we had Cotteran, Direx, Dual, Reflex, Suprend, Valor, MSMA, and Roundup PowerMax at the rates that you see there on the right-hand side. Moving into our results, this photograph just shows you kind of an overview of our location and extensive Palmer amaranth population you can see across the field. Moving into our data, 7 days after our 1-leaf application, on the x-axis you have treatment, y-axis you have percent control from 0 to 100. One thing to take note, a couple of these treatments at this timing are actually identical. But first treatment is Cotteran followed by Roundup plus Dual, Cotteran followed by Roundup, Reflex followed by Roundup Dual, Reflex followed by Roundup, Cotteran followed by Roundup Dual, and again by Cotteran Roundup Dual, and then two Roundups. Main thing to take from this slide is that 7 days after our one-leaf application, which is when the Roundup was applied, did not have a pre-applied in those treatments. There is a statistical difference in this control. Three of these treatments providing 100% control at this time. 7 days after our four-leaf application, we still have three treatments that are holding 100% control, with our Roundup treatments falling statistically below those. Our Cotteran followed by Roundup plus Dual, Reflex plus Roundup Dual, followed by Roundup, and our Reflex followed by Roundup Dual, all providing that 100% control, which is what you have to have with this pest. There's no room for anything less than that. 8 days after our eight-leaf application, we still have one treatment providing 100% control, Reflex followed by a Roundup Dual, followed by Roundup and plus Suprend, and 98% control with Reflex followed by Roundup, followed by Roundup Dual, followed by Roundup plus Suprend. Notice that we're losing ground with our Roundup applications, although we do have one that has Dual applied at the one-leaf timing, at the four-leaf timing. 34 days after our lay-by applications, still our Reflex system is providing 100% control. One thing to take note here is that if you'll notice, anything that has the Roundup plus Dual at the one leaf, that earlier addition of that residual is giving us a numerical benefit, although it may not be statistical. Our Roundup alone still falling below that 70% control. Just some photographs to kind of give you an overview, a visual of what these plots look like. This is our untreated check, very high population of Palmer amaranth. This is the first treatment that was shown in our previous graphs. This is very good control. Very few plants can be seen in that plot. This is the same way, above 90% control. This is our 100% plot here. This one also good control. If you look in the background, you can start seeing a few of these Palmer amaranth that are showing up in the background. These plots are 50 foot deep, so it's a little hard to see the very back of the plots. Now we're moving to our Roundup based, starting at our one leaf applications. There's a few more Palmer amaranth than these that are escaping. And you know, the thing to remember is that with these guys, if you just have one plant escape, you're already losing ground for the following growing season. And this is your four applications of Roundup. Now you look at this and you say, well, four applications of Roundup, you don't have that big of a problem because there's four plants there, which we already know that's too many to survive. But we screened this location in our screening, and this location proved out of 16 plants that they range from 65 to 97% of each individual plant's offspring was resistant to a single application at 3/4 pounds. In conclusion, our systems of Reflex or cotton applied pre, followed by our Roundup plus Dual at one leaf cotton, provided 98 to 100% control, Palmer amaranth 34 days after lay-by. A pre-emergence herbicide must be applied to obtain greater than 90% control of this glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth. Systems that include Dual apply one leaf cotton did provide higher control numerically than the systems with Dual applied at the four leaf timing. And Roundup applied alone at our 1, 4, and 8 leaf timing and lay by about a 70% control of Palmer amaranth, while all of our treatments that had a residual herbicide at some time provided 88 to 100% control. And just to show you that this weed is a very tough weed, after being run over by a 3/4 ton truck, still survives. And I'll take any questions if you have them.